From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China says it will begin enforcing a ban Tuesday on North Korean imports of coal, iron ore, and seafood. That follows the most recent UN Security Council resolution sanctioning the North over its banned nuclear and missile programs. Tufts University analyst Sungyoon Lee, however, doesn't think Beijing's announcement amounts to much.
Even if China were to cut down on the import of seafood from North Korea or iron and iron ore, I don't think we'll see any change in North Korean behavior anytime soon.
Monday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said he would watch actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific island of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis vowed Monday to take out any missile headed for Guam. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence said U.S. policy has had to change.
President Trump made it clear early this year that the era of strategic patience is over. The United States is putting all options on the table. We're marshaling the support of our allies in the region as well as China in unprecedented ways to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
Mattis joined Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calling for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Writing Monday in the Wall Street Journal, both men called on China to take this unparalleled opportunity to exert its influence over Pyongyang. More than 300 people are known dead and hundreds more have been made homeless after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides that inundated Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone.
No, sir, the rain will come for a long time.
The deputy chief medical director of Connaught Hospital said the rains lasted a long time and people have built unregulated homes on hillsides. Mudslides and flooding are often aggravated by deforestation and poor town planning in Africa. This is VOA News. In Burkina Faso, 18 people, including 8 foreigners, were killed early Monday at a Turkish restaurant in the capital Ouagadougou by unknown gunmen. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This survivor said when he heard gunfire, he ran upstairs, saw two wounded patrons, and tried to help them to the top floor, where the gunmen eventually found them, pointing their weapons at them. The two attackers were killed by security forces. More than 20, including 5 security force members, were wounded. A nearby cafe hotel was targeted in January last year that left 30 dead. President Donald Trump Monday again condemned those behind Saturday's racially charged rally that turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
The president vowed anyone who committed racist violence would be held to account. He paid tribute to the 3 who lost their lives, including a 32-year-old paralegal who had gone to the protest to rally against white nationalists. 2 Virginia State policemen who had been monitoring the protest from the air were killed when their helicopter crashed. In southern Yemen Monday, a bomb blast killed at least 12 people in the city of Ka'ataba in Dalia province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area is known to have active al-Qaeda and Islamic State presence. The U.S. Defense Department Monday said 2 U.S. soldiers were killed Sunday in northern Iraq as the result of a friendly artillery mishap. The artillery unit was targeting an Islamic State mortar position at the time. 5 other soldiers were injured. Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema Monday pleaded not guilty to plotting to overthrow the government of President Edgar Lungu in testimony at a Lusaka courtroom. He was arrested in April, charged with treason after being accused of trying to block the president's motorcade. The opposition United Party for National Development said it expects the charges to be dropped. Tensions have been high since 50 opposition lawmakers were suspended in March after refusing to hear Mr. Lungu's speech. India Tuesday marked 70 years of independence with a call by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reject religious violence. Monday, Pakistan marked 70 years of freedom with celebrations. U.S. stocks advanced on Monday following last week's sell-off amid concerns about rising tensions with North Korea. Powered by technology issues and banking stocks, the benchmark Dow Jones gained more than 135 points to close at 21,993. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.